God is saying, don't trade me in for a cheap copycat. That wood can't do anything for you. That stone can't do anything for you. That moon that you bow down and worship can't do anything for you. The sun that you worship can't do anything for you. Why? Because you're worshiping the creation more than the creator. The moon was created by Almighty God. The sun was created by Almighty God. The trees were created by Almighty God. So why would you give more worship and more honor to the creation that has no ability to do anything in your life? The tree was not the one that brought you out of darkness. The moon was not the one that parted the Red Sea. And God is saying the same thing to us tonight. You know, it's interesting when you go back now, when you think about, you should not serve any other god, or you should not have any other idols before God, when you read the story of the rich young ruler. Jesus didn't say he had a problem with the fact that the ruler, rich young guy, had money. He never said that. What was the first thing he says? He says, you know the commandments. Now the rich young ruler came and he was like, you know, his intention was, hey, I want eternal life. I want the God kind of life. I want the life like it was before Adam and Eve bowed their knee to the adversary in the garden. He says, I want that kind of life. Then Jesus says, you know the commandments. Love the father and mother and don't commit murder, all these things. What did the rich young ruler say? All these things have I kept from the very beginning. And Jesus turned to him and Jesus loved him. And he says, but this one thing you lack, go your way. He says, sell all that you have, give it to the poor, take up your cross and follow after me.